Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you that you have loved us so much. So we can come to you today. In such a time as this. We know you love us. We know you have forgiven our sins. We know we become righteous because of you. That's why we come before your throne boldly. As sons and daughters. There's no fear. So today we come before you with such an open heart. To worship you. And pray to you. And listen to your words. Yes, Lord. May your Holy Spirit continue to move among us. Do your wonderful things. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, the Lord lay in my heart, I still think I need to preach on the power of Holy Spirit. Because in this time and age, without Holy Spirit, we cannot do anything. Almost on a daily basis or weekly basis, I see people who live in misery, even in Canada. You know, even give you an example. The other day, I went to my property, and the grass was growing too long, and it was the tenant's responsibility to cut the grass.
那我那天呢，回到我的租屋的时候，出租屋的时候呢，我就看到那个草已经长得特别长了。
After many months, and she said she has no money to buy any equipment to do that. She loves to be clean, actually.
她呢应该是来割草的，她需要割草的，可是她说她没有钱去买这个割草的工具。
So I loaned, lent her a trimmer, and she's very, very happy.
那我就借给她一个打边机，然后她就非常的开心。
And you can see, if you go out, you see many families are broken.
那你出去的时候，你会看到很多家庭都是破碎的。
And many people are really agonizing in their heart.
那很多人的心里呢，是很有很多痛苦。
You know why people, more than people, smoke marijuana these days?
那你知道为什么这么多人有吸大麻吗？
Oh yes, my daughter, you can answer.
Because it's legal.
我的女儿说，因为 because it's legal.
是对，是合法的现在。
That's also true.
那也是对的。
But actually, there is a need. You understand?
其实呢，他们有一个需求。
Why it's legal? Because there's a need.
为什么它现在合法了呢？
I'm not saying the need is right or wrong, but there is a need. Why? That's why in the last decades, people try to push it to be legalized.
那为什么它现在合法呢？ 因为他们这个人群有这种需求， 所以在过去的几十年呢，这个东西就变成合法。
I'm not saying it's right.
我没有说这是正确的。
I'm not saying it's good.
我也没有说这是好的。
But you need to understand why people need marijuana.
你要知道为什么人想要吸大麻呢？
Sometimes we said it's easy to say, don't do that, don't do this, okay?
那你有的人就很简单说，哦，你不要做这，也不要做那。
Even smoking. Don't smoke. Why do you smoke? It's bad for you. That person just want to smoke.
就像抽烟一样，你跟他说哦，不要抽，这个抽烟对你不好。可是那个人就是想抽。
I had an uncle. He smoked 20 plus years.
那我有一个舅舅呢，他抽了20多年的烟。
Every day 2 packs.
每一天2包烟。
And when he was about 70 years old, he calculated actually what he smoked, the money was able to buy 2 apartments.
他七十岁的时候呢，他就算了一下这个账，他就是这么多年抽的烟的钱呢，够买两个房子了。
He's a nice person. He just wanted to smoke.
他是一个很好的人，可是他就是想要抽烟。
it was pretty interesting how he stopped smoking.
那也很有趣，他怎么样就是戒了烟。
My nephew, when he was 2 years old, and then he came to see my uncle.
那我的外甥呢？他两岁的时候，他去看我的舅舅。
And the grand uncle is smoking.
啊，这个舅老爷呢，是吧？就在抽烟。
And my nephew said, "Grand uncle, this is bad for you."
那这个外甥就跟他这个爷爷说：“哎呀，爷爷，你抽烟是不好的。”
And then he take his cigarette out of his mouth and trample on the ground.
他就把那烟拿过来，然后就把它踩在地上。
And after that, my uncle stopped smoking. Very interesting. That's interesting.
然后之后呢，我的舅舅就不抽烟了，这是一个很有趣的事情。
And now my nephew has married.
那我现在的外甥呢，也都结婚了。
25 years old.
25岁。
And my uncle stopped smoking for 20 plus years now.
那我的舅舅呢，也就是戒烟超过了
20年。Very interesting.
很有趣。
And I said, why people smoke?
那我就问说，为什么人要抽烟呢？
They just want to smoke.
因为他们就是想要抽烟。
Why people want to use marijuana?
为什么人想要吸大麻？
Because somehow there is a need.
因为呢，这个内心呢，他们有一个需求。
If the need is not satisfied with the right thing, it will be satisfied with the wrong thing.
那如果这个内心的需求没有被正确的东西来满足的话，
Listen carefully.
只会被错误的东西来满足。
If you do not provide the right thing,
听清楚了，如果
people will satisfy themselves with the wrong thing.
如果你没有为这个人提供正确的东西，这些人就会用错误的东西来满足自己的需求。
If a person is hungry and you do not give food, the proper food, they will try to get something to eat.
那如果这个人是饿的，然后你没有给他好的东西吃的话，他就会吃一些乱七八糟的东西。
That's why people they go to the dumpster to try to find garbage food.
那所以那些人呢，就会去垃圾去找垃圾吃。
You are disgusted about that. You don't like that. You say, why does people do this? Not because they want to do this, because they have a need.
那你会觉得，哎呀，既然这么恶心呢，去吃垃圾里的东西呢？你没有给他东西吃呢，他有这个需要，他当然要去吃。
So today, many people they have such pain inside. They want to, want to solve that pain problem.
那很多现在的人，他们心中有这种痛苦，他们想解决这个内心这个痛苦的问题。
If they do not have the right thing, right method, or what's the 处方啊？
Prescription.
Yeah, right. Prescription, they will get the wrong one.
那如果你没有一个正确的处方或者正确的解决方案呢，他们就会找到一个错误的。
What people really need is God's love.
那人真正需要的是神的爱。
Of course, God's love is expressed first through parents, family love.
那当然，神的爱呢，从第一开始彰显是通过父母的爱来彰显。
And also through friends.
也当然也通过朋友之间。
But now many of these things have lost.
但是现在呢，这个时代呢，很多这些东西都已经没有了。
So many people actually are confused because they don't know what is the right love.
那现在的人呢，很困惑，因为他们不知道什么才是真正的爱。
Because they see she see her father is living with another man.
那他会看见他的爸爸呢跟另外一个男性在一起生活。
And mother is living with another man.
那这个母亲也跟另外一个男人。
Three days I'm going to father's house with these two men.
那三天我可能要去这个两个男人的家。
And another 4 days I need to go to the mother's home.
那另外四天呢，我就要去妈妈的家。
And she has a man which is not my father.
那她也跟一个男人一起住，但是这个男人又不是我的父亲。
They're very confused.
那这些人他们很困惑。
They never felt loved.
他们没有觉得被爱。
I remember in our daycare we had a 6-year-old girl. She was always sad. We said, "Why are you sad?"
那我记得我们当时开 daycare 的时候，有一个六岁的小女孩，她老是很伤心。我们就问她，你为什么总是很伤心
？She said, "Because my father, always gamble because she want to make quick money to support me."
她说，因为我的爸爸很喜欢赌博，因为他想要赶快赚钱来养活。
And also after half a year, I have to go to Ontario to live with my mother for half a year. That's very sad.
那另外六个月呢？半年呢？我就要去多伦多跟我妈妈生活半年，所以很难过。
We ask her why are you sad about that? You should be happy.
那我问她说，那你跟你妈妈住应该很开心，为什么也难过呢
？She said because my mother's boyfriend is alcoholic and my mother is also alcoholic.
她是说，因为我妈妈的男朋友也酗酒，我妈妈也酗酒。
When they are drunk, they beat me up.
他们喝醉的时候，他就会打我。
So I do not like to go to be with my mom.
所以我不想跟我妈妈一起。
I want to be with my dad here.
我想跟我爸爸在这里生活。
Actually, many people are like that.
很多人都是这样子。
They don't know what is love.
他们不知道什么是爱。
What people really want is love.
其实人真正想要的就是爱。
What people really can be satisfied or feel secure is God's protection.
那人呢，真正能够得到满足呢，其实是从神的保护而来。
Even today, we Christians, when we try to live a Christian life here on the earth, we need God Himself.
其实呢，作为基督徒，我们如住在当今呢，我们也同样的需要神。
After Jesus was resurrected, crucified, resurrected, He sent Holy Spirit to help us.
那当耶稣基督钉死在十字架上复活以后呢，他就差派了圣灵。
If you open Bible, go to John chapter 14.
如果你打开圣经呢，翻到约翰福音。
Now here, Jesus talked about sending Holy Spirit to help us.
那这里呢，耶稣讲到呢，他差派了圣灵来帮助我们。
He said something is very interesting and very crucial. Why he sent?
那他讲了一个非常重要的一个点，他为什么要把真理的圣灵差派下来
？16, he said, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Counselor to be with you forever.
那这里十六节，十四章十六节这里讲到，我要求父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
The Spirit of Truth.
那他这个就是真理的圣。
The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor know Him, but you know Him.
那呢，这个世人是不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。可是你们却认识他。
For he lives with you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans.
因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我必不撇下你们为孤儿。
And I will come to you.
我必到你们这里来。
Here he mentioned one thing. He said, "I will not leave you as orphans."
这里呢，他提到说，我不会把你们撇下为孤儿。
Because Jesus knows, without him, without him coming through the Holy Spirit, we are orphans.
因为耶稣知道呢，除了他如果不来的话，我们就会变成像孤儿一样。
On this world, Christians without God, orphans.
那做基督徒没有神的基督徒就是孤儿。
Actually, anybody without God is orphans.
其实任何人没有神都是孤儿。
Orphans, you know what? How orphans do?
你知道孤儿一般都做什么吗
？You know the orphan spirit is when they grow up, actually they like to fight first thing.
那呢孤儿呢？他们长大以后，他们最喜欢做的就是争战。
Because they fight to survive.
因为他们需要就是为自己存活而来。
Many people did a history study. Actually, in the history, many these figures, great figures, they are orphans.
那呢，在这个历史学呢，他们研究很多，就是历史上的那些就是战士啊，通常
orphans either they will accomplish something really really bad, either will accomplish something really good.
那一般的孤儿呢，一般就是他们可以做很伟大的事情，或者就是一个非常可怕的事情。
Because they fight in their life.
因为他们一生呢都在战。
Confucius was an orphan.
那这个孔夫子呢，也是一个孤儿。
And I heard Lenin was an orphan.
Lenin 也是一个孤儿。
And many this people actually orphans because they want to fight.
那这些人呢，很多都是孤儿，因为他们喜欢打仗。
They have a fighting spirit.
他们有在里边有一个真正的灵。
So orphans are not protected.
因为呢，这个孤儿呢没有被保护。
Nobody protects them.
没有人来保护他们。
Orphans are not provided.
那个他们也没有人供应他们。
They're no father.
他们没有父亲。
You know, in a young age, they have to.Beg, they have to steal, they have to do this, do that in order to survive.
那呢，从小呢，他们就是要学会偷，学会乞讨，以至于可以活下来。
It's that's not so. If we do not have God, we are doing the similar things.
那如果我们没有神，是不是我们也在同样做相同的事情呢？
We have to fight.
啊，我们需要就是战争。
If you have more, I will have less. I need to fight.
如果你有的更多，那我就少了，所以我就要跟你争。
I cannot tolerate the other people become rich.
啊，我没有办法忍受别人比我更有钱。
You know, I feel very insecure.
啊，我感到很不安全。
In the marriage, we feel insecure.
那在婚姻当中呢，也有这种不安全感在。
Some people they always follow their husband what they do.
那有些女的就是一直在研究自己丈夫他们在干些什么。
And so insecure.
那他们因为很不安感到不到安全。
So the orphan spirit is very very miserable.
那这个就是孤儿的灵呢，是非常痛苦。
So our Heavenly Father won't leave us as orphans.
那呢，我们的天父呢，不想让我们成为孤儿。
So Jesus, I'm going to the Father.
那耶稣说，我要回到我。
I will send you the Holy Spirit.
那我就差派真理的圣灵。
So that's why today we live a life on this earth is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天呢，我们活在这世上呢，我们是靠着圣灵的圣真理的圣。
Last week, Duncan preached a wonderful message about Holy Spirit.
那上个星期呢 ，Duncan 呢也讲了一篇关于圣灵的道。
How the Spirit is going to give us faith, love, and hope.
那呢，这个圣灵如何给我们这个信望爱
？But today we will expound a little bit more.
那我们今天呢就展开来讲。
We need to know that we need the Holy Spirit to live a life on this earth.
我们要知道我们需要圣灵呢，以至于在我们这个世上存活。
Bible prophesied very clearly in the coming days, more and more dramatic things will happen in nature and in political arena, in economics.
那呢，这个圣经呢已经提前预言了，就是在将来的日子呢，在政治上、在经济上、在环境上都会有很多的。
That's not something we want.
那不是我，这些都不是我们想看到。
But even the young people, the kids know that.
那甚至呢，就是小孩子都知道这些事情。
You know, when we were kids, we were educated. Tomorrow is better. Tomorrow is better.
那我们小的时候呢，我们常常的教育就是哦，明天会更好。
But these days, no kids think tomorrow is better.
那现在呢，孩子没有这样说哦，明天会更好。
那 because they know, they have knowledge, they know tomorrow is not better.
因为他们有这个知识，知道明天不会更好。
So what's waiting for them is the depletion of resources.
等他们的就是那个自然资源的一个缺乏。
Pollution of the environment.
这个 pollution, 这个污染，环境的污染。
More wars between countries.
更多国与国之间的征战。
More disasters.
更多的灾难。
So they know that.
他们都知道。
So how are we going to survive?
我们怎么生存呢？
So we need to depend on the Lord.
所以我们需要依靠我们的神。
So that's why Jesus said, "I will send the Counselor."
所以耶稣说，我会差派那个保惠师。
What is Counselor?
保惠师是什么呢？
The original word is parakletos.
那这个原话是
parakletos.
Para
means beside you. Kletos means to always I call you or call beside you.
那那个 para 就是意思就是我在你旁边。那个第二部分是
called or call. Either he's going to call you, either he's called by God to be.Beside you.
那就是你呼叫他的时候，他就在你旁边，或者是神呼叫他的时候，他就在你旁边。
So he's basically to accompany you to go through this journey on earth.
其实他就是在你旁边呢，跟你一起陪伴你，就是经过这个人的一生。
Are we not so privileged as Christians because God sent His Spirit to accompany us?
那我们作为基督徒，我们是不是非常有幸呢？神呢能够差派真理的圣灵陪着我们一起。
I think my wife is very lucky because I'm accompanying her.
我觉得我的太太特别有幸，因为我呢就是在她旁边一直陪伴着她。
Me too.
那当然我也是。
Recently, I have a brother. He's also.A tenant,
fine. 那最近有一个弟兄呢，他也是我的一个租客。
You think I have millions of tenants?
你觉得我是不是有好多好多租客呀
？But I have millions of stories.
但是我有一百万的那个故事可以分享。
Whenever I see him, he says, pray for me, I need a wife. He's 60 years old. Because he's 68 because he's divorced. I don't know, he basically is a long time without a spouse.
那这个六十八岁的弟兄呢，他每见到我就说，哦，你要为我祷告，我想要有一个太太。那他已经很久就是单身。
Because there's people need a companionship.
那因为人呢需要一个伴侣。
Now we as people here on earth, we need a company.
那我们人呢，我们在这个人生的路上，我们需要伴侣。
More important, our spirit, our whole life need God.As company.
但是更重要的是，在我们的属灵生命呢，我们需要神成为我们那个伴侣。
You know, I think if you reflect back, you don't know some of the things. You never know how can you go through without God's help.
其实呢，你回想看你的一生，其实你会想到很多情况呢。如果没有神，你是真的没有办法经过。
Yeah, I think Tamara says, "Amen." Is that right? Tamara say Amen.
Amen.
Without God, some of the situations we can never go through.
没有神的话呢，有一些环境呢，我们是真的没有办法越过。
Very scary.
很可怕的环境。
And we also make a lot of wrong decisions.
那我们也会做出很多错误的决定。
And the wrong decisions sometimes you think is made by dumb people or smart people.
那这些错误决定通常是愚蠢的人做的呢，还是聪明的人做的呢？
Interesting enough, the other day I was driving with my daughter and she's reading a book.
那一天呢，我就是跟我的女儿一起开车，她当时在看一本书。
The name of the book is Intelligence Trap.
Intelligence Trap, Why Smart People Make Dumb Mistakes.
那个书的名字呢，就是叫做这个智慧的陷阱。为什么一些聪明人呢会做一些愚蠢的决定？
So why smart people make dumb mistakes?
那为什么聪明的人会做错误的决定呢？
I summarized it in three sentences.
那我就以三句话来总结。
And her book is this thick.
她的书这么厚。
That means this is a problem.
所以说这是一个问题。
You see, we think we are smart, we don't need anybody's help.
我们觉得我们自己很聪明，我们就觉得我们不需要别人来帮助。
My daughter is studying psychology. The psychologists, they write books that smart people make dumb mistakes.
那我的女儿学的是心理学，那你看那心理学家写了一本书说，说聪明的人做出愚蠢的决定。
Actually, they make a lot.
其实他们做出很多愚蠢的决定。
Sometimes they make more dumb mistakes than dumb people.
有的时候甚至他们做的错误决定比那些愚蠢的人做的还多。
Do you agree?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So all the people here are smart. Yeah, you see, it's true.
That's 真的.
You know, all the generations, husband or my wife together because they don't have so much knowledge, nothing to quarrel about.
那以前的人呢，因为丈夫跟妻子呢，其实都没有什么文化，也没有什么可以征战的东西，争执的东西。
Now today, because we have so much knowledge.
那今天我们有很多的知识。
If I educate my daughter this way, he's going to go to Harvard.
啊，如果我这样子来培养我的女儿呢，她就会去哈佛。
That your method is too bad.
你的方法不行。
You know, you make him really as a very very common people.
你只会让他成为一个很普通的人。
I want my son to be, you know, to be in the elite.
好，我希望我的这个儿子呢，要成为一个就是精英。
And then we make mistakes.
那我们就会犯很多错误。
One mistake they make is okay, we are not going to live together.
然后有一个错误，其中一个错误决定就是我们不要在一起生活了。
We are laughing, but that's how the smart people make mistakes.
那你都在笑，其实就是这些都是很多聪明的人所做的决定。
Now, even if we are smart, in these days we need God.
即使我们很聪明，在这个时代呢，我们还是需要神。
Probably the smarter we are, the more we need God.
那你越聪明呢，你就是越需要神。
Because the psychologist told us that smart people make dumb mistakes.
因为心理学家都说了，聪明的人就是犯很多错误的决定。
So we need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵。
Now Holy Spirit is given because Jesus knows that.You guys are going to be difficult. in these 2,000 years Christians on the earth.
那圣灵为什么赐下呢？因为耶稣基督知道我们在这个世上这两千年，我们真的是会经历很多苦难。
And of course, Jesus knows other people are even more miserable.
那耶稣也知道还有很多人，更多人有更多的痛。
But he also knew that those people won't listen to him anyways.
他也知道那些人也不想听他说的。
Right in chapter 14, Jesus was talking about people asking him, "Why do you show yourself to us but not to other people?"
那在这个十四章的时候，前面一部分他有别人问他，为什么你向我们显现，不向他们显现呢？
Jesus' answer is very strange, you think?
那耶稣的回答也是挺奇怪的。
Because the one who loves me will listen to my words.
他说呢，就是爱我的人呢，就会听我的。
I will live with him, and the Father is going to live with him.
我会与他同住，那我的父也会与他同住。
That's his answer.
这就是他的回答。
Those who do not listen to us, he didn't say.
他没有说关于那些就是不听他的那些人。
Basically, he knows that those who listen to him, he will help. He will not force people to go to heaven.
就是那些听他的话呢，他就会来帮助他，没有就是强迫人就是去天堂。
He will not force anybody to go his own ways.
他也不会就是要求任何人呢，就是好像跟。
That's why he speaks to Christians. I will not leave you as orphans.
所以呢，他这个是对基督徒说的，我不会把你们撇下为孤儿。
So he says, I will come to you as Holy Spirit.
我会就是圣灵来降下。
This is extremely important. We need to know Christians. We depend on Holy Spirit.
那这是非常重要。这位基督徒呢，我们是需要依靠圣灵的。
But many Christians, when they believe in Jesus, and then when they do things, they do not depend on Holy Spirit.
那很多基督徒呢，他们信耶稣，可是他们做事情的时候呢，他们靠的不是圣灵。
This is very common in the churches in the ages.
其实在这个教会呢是非常常见的。
Basically, they believe Christ saved them.
基本上就是呢，他们相信基督拯救了他们。
And then they do their own thing.
之后呢，他们就还是自己该做什么做什么。
Yeah, and some of them they never read the Bible.
有些人从来也不读圣经。
And if you have heard the news, all these First Nation children's grave, you know, why Catholic Church they try to.Do this residential school and then mistreat those children.
那呢你看到新闻就是关于那个原住民的孩子的那个坟墓，那这些天主教呢，为什么他们要开这个 residential school， 就是这个学校给这些原住民的学校？
Why do they do such things?
为什么他们会做这样的事情呢？
Did Bible say about this?
那圣经有没有讲到这个呢？
No, Bible never said you should like try to force your enemy to be like you.
那圣经从来没有说哦，你要逼迫你的仇敌就是像你一样。
You know, Jesus said, "Pray for your enemy."
那耶稣说呢，你要为你的仇敌来祷告，
Love your enemy.
爱你的仇敌。
The Father shines the sun to the righteous and also to the unrighteous.
那天父呢，以那个日光照义人，也照歹人。
And give the rain to the evil and also the good and also to the evil.
那呢，雨呢也同样降临在义人跟歹人。
You need to be perfect.
你需要完全。
Means you need to be like a father, have a merciful heart.
意思就是呢，你要像天父一样有一个怜悯的心。
But how come people in the churches do these things?
那为什么现在教会还是有人做这样的事情呢？
Many people are not listening.
那因为很多人呢都不听。
Not also respecting the Holy Spirit.
也不尊重这个圣灵。
So this is the thing we truly need to come to the Word of God and also the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要回到就是神的话。来认识圣灵。
We will read another passage in Zechariah chapter 4:6.
我们另外读一节撒迦利亚书第几章？第四章第六节。
Here, in that time, Zerubbabel was going to build the second temple, and God spoke through prophets.
那当时那个所罗巴伯呢，他要建这个圣殿，重建这个圣殿，然后神呢就通过先知呢跟他讲了这段话。
It's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Living God.
所以呢，他说不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
You can accomplish things.
乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
So basically, anything we do for God or even on this earth.Is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
其实所有的事情呢，我们在这个世上所做的，都不是靠着我们，乃是靠神的灵。
Not even by might.
也不是靠着势力。
Not even by power.
不是靠着才能。
It's by the power of the Holy Spirit.
乃是靠着圣灵。
This is a passage we just read and we can explain a bit later on.
那我们就是我们之后我们再来讲一下这个经文。
We will go to John chapter 16.
那我们翻到约翰福音十六章。
We continue talk about Jesus Holy Spirit lead us.
那我们继续来讲圣灵。
Not leave us as orphans.
圣灵带领我们，怎么样带领我们？
And here
不成为
from 12 to 15, chapter 16, 12 to 15.
那是。约翰福音十六章十二节到十五节。
I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you into all things.
只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you.What is yet to come?
因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
All that belongs to the Father is mine.
凡父所有都是我的。
That is why I said the Spirit would take from what is mine and make it known to you.
所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
I don't know if you understand this passage well.
不知道你能不能明白这段经文。
Sometimes the Bible, especially Gospel John, is hard to understand.
那其实约翰福音是比较难读的一本书。
But some of the things.When we have some experience with the Holy Spirit, we find it's easy to understand.
那如果你有圣灵的帮助呢？有时候你就会觉得。
Verse 12 said, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear."
那十二节说，我还好多事要告诉你，可是你现在担当不了。
You know, God wants to tell you a lot of things.
其实神想告诉你很多事情。
But now you cannot bear.
可是你没有办法担当。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢
？The Chinese said.担当不了。
So you more than you can bear in Chinese.
Yeah, and the two. One is intellectually you cannot take it. Another is in your life you cannot take it.
那一方面呢，就是你的理智上你的不没有办法理解。另外一个就是你告诉你了，你的身量不能够承担。
Being honest, if God had.Told me many things I needed to go through becoming a pastor. I would never become a pastor.
就是如果神提前告诉我听我要经历什么才能成为牧师呢？我会永远都不会当一个牧师。
Because more than you can bear.
因为你没有办法担当这个。
But that does not mean that you guys scared to be a pastor, okay?
那这也不是吓唬你们，你让你们不要成为牧师。
A pastor is always blessed, okay? Blessed.
那牧师呢？这个是被神祝福的。
A general is not trained. You know, if you train a general, he will go through all the battles, fight all the battles. But does he want to fight all the battles? No.
那呢作为将军呢你需要参加很多训练啊的打
训练打、real battle
真的要经历很多打仗并不是因为他想要就喜欢打仗而是因为他必须要经过这个训练
those generals only study in the classroom or talk in the living room or shooting the phantoms will never become a general
那 那些就是在课堂学的知识啊，将军的知识，或者只是听一听，或者只是小打小闹的，是没有办法成为一个真正将军的。
You are going to be proud to be a real general.
那你要是成为真正的将军呢，你会非常自豪。
But if you knew ahead what's going to happen in your life along the years, you didn't like it.
但是如果你知道你这个人生的日子要经历什么什么什么情况，你才能成为将军的话，可能你就不喜欢了。
You get injured.
啊，你会受伤。
And one arm is almost going to be gone.
可能会失去一个胳膊。
Take a few bullets out of your head.
可能从你脑里边取出几个。
You don't like that.
几个子弹啊，你都。
Same yes as Christians, as even as a pastor, I didn't like many of the things happened to my life.
那是就像我们一样，作为基督徒，作为像我一个牧师呢，很多事情发生在我的生命里，我。
Many things happen to ordinary Christians, any Christians, will also be hard.
那就是。对于一个任何一个普通的基督徒，在他们身上发生的事情呢，都可能会是很困难。
Very simple, because the Bible said this world has evil.
那很简单，因为圣经说呢，这个世界是邪恶的。
And also, I send you to the evil world.
那呢，他也说我要把你们差派到这个邪恶的世上。
You cannot expect your life every day is very smooth.
那你不可以就是期待你每一天的生活都是非常平稳。
Forget about the idea of being Christian. You are going to walk on the rose paved carpet.
就是你要放弃这个幻想了。你的基督徒生命呢，不会是天天走在这个玫瑰撒的红毯上。
But God said, Jesus basically said, "I will give you a helper."
那是耶稣说很简单，他就说哦，我会给你一个帮助者。
He knew that you guys, if I tell you beforehand, you are in trouble.This is God's love. He does not tell us everything.
那就是这其实就是神的爱，他不会提前告诉我们所有事情。
You know, I was literally threatened by some people. They want to, you know, kill me because I stopped them from stopped the person from cheating one of our sister. I remember.
那之前有一个人其实有恐吓过我说要杀了我，因为我阻止他，让他就是不要就是犯奸淫。
Anyways, actually, I do not tell my stories because my stories sometimes are related to the people around me.
那么我也不想讲太多我自己的故事，因为我的故事通常都跟我身边人有关。
Not you. But I tell another pastor's story.
那我讲另外一个牧师的故事。
My pastor, my old pastor.
我以前的牧师。
And there was a businessman, very rich businessman in Indonesia.
那有一个非常有钱的一个生意人呢，在马来西亚。
He had three sons.
他有三个儿子。
Three wonderful sons.
三个非常好的。
He expected the three sons to inherit his business.
他就希望呢，他三个儿子呢，能够继承他的产业。
My pastor.Converted all of them, and they all become pastors. Three pastors.
那我的牧师呢，就是跟他们传福音，我这三个儿子都成了牧师。
And interesting, that business was so furious. One day he came to see the pastor, literally put a knife here.
那这个生意人呢，非常的生气。有一天他就来到这个牧师面前，他这个口袋里揣了一把刀。
Do you want to be a pastor? Okay.
你想成为牧师吗？
The good news is that when I saw this businessman many years ago in the church in Montreal, he's already a Christian.
那好消息就是呢，就是很多年前呢，我在蒙特利尔见到这个生意人的时候，他当时已经成为了基督徒。
He's like a father, you know. At that time, I was 25 years old. He's about 17. He always, you know, he's a father.
那他对我来说就像一个父亲一样。当时我二十几岁，他已经七十岁。他对我来说就像一个父亲。
He care about me.
他也很关心我。
Loves the Lord.
也爱主。
And three sons are pastors.
三个儿子都是。
But later on, I knew that was a true story behind.
那后来我才知道，原来就是之前还有这样的一个事情。 故事。
But if God had told my pastor this is going to happen to you,
那如果神提前告诉了我的牧师说，哦，这个会发生在你身上。
He would say, "Oh, okay, I won't touch his three sons."
他可能说，哎，我不跟他三个儿子传福音了。
You can think, you lose the three pastors.
那你就想想看，你会失去三个牧者。
So the God does not tell us everything in advance because He loves us so much.
那所以，因为神的爱我们呢，所以他不会提前把所有事情。
But He sent Holy Spirit to help us to go through this.
但是呢，他会差派圣灵呢来帮助我们。
You know, just like parents stand beside the children when they go through.
那就像一个父母呢，就站在儿女旁边呢，就帮助他们。
Of course, some parents always tell them in advance this bad thing is going to happen, that bad thing is going, so the children never do anything anyways.
那当然也有一些父母就说，哎，这个事情做得不好，那个事情做不好也不好，所以那个孩子从来没有尝试过。
Bad things happen.
坏的事情会发生，所以那个孩子从来没有。
So good parents won't say too much, but they know that their children need to be trained.They need to go into the society to do things.
那好的父母呢，他会知道这个孩子需要被训练，所以他会让他们在社会上有一些操练。
The parents will tell a little bit, and then when they go into, and then you come alongside.
那呢，这个父母可能会有一些提醒，那他们在经历的时候，孩子在经历的时候，他们就会在旁边，跟他们的孩子一起。
I remember my daughter that those days, you know, just cry, and this friends treated her so bad.
那有我记得我的女儿有段时间老是哭，她说她的朋友对她不好。
I just hug her and kiss her.
啊，那我就抱她亲她。
I don't say anything.
那我什么也不说。
The other daughter was helping a depressed, classmate. She was depressed.
那我另外一个女儿呢，她就帮助一个就是有像焦虑症的一个孩子，可是她后来她自己也变得很焦虑。
I will always just be with her and hug her and kiss her.
那我呢，就是一直都是陪伴他们，然后拥抱他们，亲吻他们。
My son sometimes, I treat differently.
那我儿子我就不一样的对待。
And she learned some kung fu, and when she was 6 years old on the school bus, he challenged this 13-year-old.
那他我那个六岁儿子当时学了一些功夫啊，然后呢，他在这个巴士 school bus 上面呢，他就想挑战一下那个13岁的孩子。
So he was beaten up.
他就被打了。
Crying and come home.
然后哭了回来。
I didn't hugged him, but I also questioned him.
我没有抱他，但是我就问他。
Do you know you need to thank God?
你要不要感谢神？
It's better to be beaten up when you are 6 instead of you are 30.
你在六岁的时候被打，总比你30岁的时候被打好吧
？Thank God.
感谢神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes God knows when to say what.
那有的时候神是知道什么时候该说什么。
So let's look at the passage again.
那我们再看一下那阿
伯
这个。
Because we cannot bear that time. When the things happen, Holy Spirit come to help us.
那因为我们很多事情我们没有办法担当，事情来的时候圣灵就在我们。
The verse 13 said, and when the Holy Spirit come, He will lead you into the truth. The Chinese said,
那只等真理的圣灵来呢，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
And the 明白 that means like understanding here. Actually, original word means.进入
okay. So in the Chinese, even though understanding means understanding, however, there's another translation that you enter into
the truth.
Into the truth.
What does enter into the truth mean?
什么是进入真理的 mean?
Also, I need to explain. Whenever you read the Bible, 真理 the truth means reality.
So, 你当读到真理的时候呢，你要明白真理指的是。
Yes. Jesus said, I am the truth.
那耶稣说我是真理。
You can understand, I am the real thing, real person.
那你可以理解为呢，我是一个真正的人，一个真正的东西。
And beside the truth, that's a falsehood.
就是不是真的都是假的，都是假的。
basically just I am the truth means I am the real thing, real person, reality. What you trust other stuff is not real.
那我就是这个真实的啊，我才是真的。你相信的其他东西都是虚假的。
So entering into the truth, basically entering into the true things.
那进
入 the real things.
进入真理呢，就是我们进入到一真实的东西里面。
Not just to understand here in your mind.
不仅仅只是头脑上的理解。
But you will go into, step into.
但是你要走进去。
In the business world, you step into the God's blessing.
那你在商场上的生意场上呢，你走进神的祝福。
The Lord makes you to make money.
啊，神帮助你赚钱。
But Lord also teach you money is not the truth.
那神也同时教导你。
And truth is, you, I'm the Lord, you know how to use your money.
那神也会教导你，这个金钱不是真实的东西的，乃是靠着神。你只神会教导你怎么使用真实。
The reality.
所以那才是
真实的。What is true?
那才是真实的东西。
So Lord is going to lead us into the truth, and the people find this is a real blessing.
那你进入这个真实里面的话，你会发现哦，这才是真正的祝福。
You know, like in marriage is the same thing.
那婚姻也是同样。
There's always conflicts in marriage.
那呢，在婚姻中总是会有一些争吵。
If anybody says I never conflicted in the marriage, I really doubt.
如果有人说哦，我在婚姻里从来没有吵过架，那我就会非常的怀疑。
But you know, the reality is not that fighting, conflicting is a really bad thing.
那真实的情况就是不是说就是征战争吵是不好的。
This would happen.
这是一定会发生。
But Lord will lead you into the next.
但是神会带领走下一步。
The next is, two of you become one, and use your different gifts.
那你这下一步就是合二为一，用你们自己个人的恩赐。
You really know how to love each other.
然后学会怎么样更多的爱彼此。
Bear up with each other.
彼此忍耐。
Support each other.
彼此支持。
You don't need to compare with each other.
你不是在彼此的在比较。
Don't compare. I'm smart or you are smart.
你不要比较，我比你聪明，你比我聪明。
The man need the help because man is weak.
男人需要帮助，因为男人比较软弱。
Who needs a helper? Leader needs a helper or the, so leader needs a helper.
谁需要帮助呢？那个就是这个带领者是不是需要帮助？
Don't argue with all this.
不需要整
天争吵。The truth is, we love each other. We are blessed.
真实才是我们。
We have a blessed family.
彼此相爱的时候，我们就会蒙福，我们的家庭才会蒙福。
The truth, Lord will lead us into the truth.
那呢，神就会带我们进入真实。
So step by step,
一步一步的
There are truth right now you can enter into.
那有一些真理呢，你现在就可以踏入
Just like in the marriage, the first day people love each other and walk on the red carpet and becoming one, very happy. That's the truth.
那呢，就是比如说一对新人呢，他们就是走进婚姻，一步一步的，就是走进真理当中。
And after some years, the man got cancer. Is going to die.What's the next?
那可能过几年，这个先生可能得了癌症要死了，那怎么办呢？
So the, if we depend on the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit lead us into the truth.
如果我们依靠真理的圣灵呢，真理的圣灵就会带我们进入一切的真理。
So here the Bible said, lead you into all the truth.
那这里圣经上说呢，他会带领我们进入。
And it says that all the Father has is mine.
这里说了，所有是父的呢，都是我的。
And that's why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you.
那呢，那个圣灵呢，也会把那些是关于我的来告诉你们。
Think about Jesus said, "All the Father has is mine, and I will reveal it to you."
那你想想看，凡父所有的都是我的，那你他也会将这些全部都告诉于我们。
Think about that.
你就想想看。
All God has.
所有神有的。
In the universe on the earth.
在世上，在天上。
This all belongs to Jesus.
所有的都属于耶稣。
Basically, Jesus said, "If you need it."
其实就是耶稣说，如果你需要的话。
If you truly need it.
如果你真的需要。
I it I will make it available to you.
那我可以给你。
I will make the knowledge known to you.
我可以把真理给你。
I will make a person who will come to help you.
我会可以带一个人来帮助你。
I believe many people experience in the right time, God sent the right person to help you. That's very important.
我相信呢，很多人呢，就是在正，就是一个正的时，正确的时间呢，神就差派一个正确的人来帮助你。
The business people know it's mostly by opportunities.
那其实作为生意场上人，你会知道很多时候就是你的机遇。
That was not known to me. I was think working hard to get a few more degrees.
那我其实之前我是不理解的。那我觉得就是哦，我要努力工作，我要多得几个学位。
Until much later.
啊，直到很多年以后。
So you see, this kind of truth was not revealed to me.
所以这样的真理呢，并没有就是告诉我，提前告诉我。
I got a bunch of degrees, but remained poor.
那我有很多学位，可是我还是很贫穷。
Because some of the truth was hidden.
因为很多真理呢是被隐藏的。
Literally, Bible said, it's the opportunity.
其实圣经上也说，其实都是机遇。
Where comes the opportunity?
那机遇从哪来呢？
God will lead the right person before you.
那神就会带正确的人在你来到你的面前。
So all this, you know,young people want to be married. God is going to lead the right person before you.
那那些年轻人想要结婚的，神也会带领一个正确的人，正确的时间。
So when we pray to the Holy Spirit, to God, the Holy Spirit will help us.
当我们就是向神祷告的时候呢，圣灵就会来帮助我们。
You know, when we depend on the Holy Spirit, we will not make the so many dumb mistakes.
那如果我们依靠圣灵的话呢，我们就不会就是犯那些愚蠢的决定。
We may make a few, but that means God allows us to happen.
我们可能也会犯一些错误决定，但是这些错误决定也是神允许的。
You know, that's very interesting. There was Billy Graham's wife. Billy Graham was one of the most famous preacher, you know, in the last century.
那这个 Billy Graham 呢，他的太太呢，这个 Billy Graham 是在上世纪一个非常有名的一个传道。
She said something.
那这个太太呢说
，Thank God didn't answer all my prayers.
哦，感谢神，他没有允许我所有的祷告。
If he had answered all my prayers, I would have married wrong few times.
如果他允许了我所有祷告的话，可能我就是嫁错好几次。
He married the right person.
他就是嫁对了对的人。
Because God didn't answer his prayer.
他因为神没有听。
I think people understand that.
因为神没有听他的祷告。
Oh, look at this handsome man.
哦，你看这个帅哥。
Oh, pray, Lord, may your will be done.
因为你的旨意成就。
Can I marry this handsome man?
我可不可以跟这个帅哥结婚？
Oh, not my will, but yours.
Oh, 不是我的意念，是你的。
However,
但是
yes. So that's we will make mistakes.
但是所以你就会犯错啊。
The movie star always do the movie star's thing.
那这个就是啊、
okay.
明星呢才会做这个明星。
The ordinary people like me are very stable.
那这个就是普通人像我这样都是很平稳的。
And yeah, so the Lord says he everything he has, Father has is his, and he will let the Holy Spirit reveal when it is needed.
那这个凡父所有呢都是耶稣的，那耶稣呢也会靠着，也会通过圣灵，在我们需要的时候来跟我们就是啊、敞开，就是跟我们来显现。
Think about that.
想想看。
When you depend on the Lord.When you open to the Holy Spirit,
当你依靠神，
you know, in the future, many many things happen.
那在未来的世界呢，有事情会发生，很多事情会发生。
Lord would direct you to the right path.
可是神呢，却会带领你走向一个正确的道路。
You know, many times we think we are doing fine.
那很多时候你会觉得，哦，我们做都很好啊。
Oh, make right decisions.
做了很多正确的决定。
But you don't know.What's going to happen after a few years?
但是你不知道几年以后会发生什么。
One more story.
啊，还有一个故事。
My classmate's uncle in Sichuan made a very wise decision in 1948.
1948年呢，我的一个舅舅的同学的舅舅，他就是在四川，他做了一个非常正确的一个决定。
He thought it's a wise decision.
他觉得是一个非常明智的决定。
So he worked really hard, bought a lot of land.
那他就是啊、很认真的工作，买了很多土地。
You know what happens next?
那你也知道后来发生什么。
Not just in Sichuan, a lot of landlords are literally executed.
不仅仅只是在四川，很多就是地主都被处决了。
But I also know other landlords; they're very smart.
那我也知道其他的一些地主呢，就很聪明。
Now, before 1949, they divided the land, give it to the people.
就是在1948年、1949年的时候，他们就把他们地都分了，给了别人。
Because they knew that when Communist Party come, what's going to happen?
因为他们知道呢，共产党来的时候。
They can sense.
发生什么？因为。
Where comes that sense?
他们会有一些就是好像预知，他们这种预知是从哪来的呢
？That sense is coming from God.
那这种预知呢，就是从神而来。
Now, how do we really receive the Holy Spirit and depend on the Holy Spirit?
那我们怎么样才能够？领受圣灵，依靠圣灵呢
？Bible talks about many things.
那圣经上说了很多。
But today, we are going to talk about one verse.
那我们今天就讲一段经
文。In the Old Testament, Isaiah 55.
在旧约的以赛亚书55章。
And verse 1, Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters.
这里说哦，你们一切干渴的都要进入，都当。
And you who have no money, come.Buy and eat.
那没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃。
This is a free. Holy Spirit is free.
那圣灵是。
The living water is free.
圣灵呢，真的是免费的。
God's gift is free.
活水是免费的，神的礼物是免费的。
But there are some conditions.
但是呢，也有一些条件。
The second verse said, "Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy?"
那第二节说，你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来买那不使人饱足的呢
？Listen to me and eat what is good.
那你们要留心听我的话，就能得吃那美味。
And your soul will delight in the richest affair.
那心中就会得喜乐。
Give ear and come to me.
你们当就近我来。
Hear me that your soul may live.
侧耳听就必得活。
You see here, there's a condition.
那这里呢是有一个条件。
Condition is listen to me, listen.
那这个条件就是要听。
Give ear and come to me.
你们要侧耳听，要就近我来。
Hear me.
听我的话。
That you may live.
你就必
Your soul may live.
你就必得活。
So this is the thing. We just listen to him.
那这个就是这个关键，我们需要听他的话。
How do you listen?
你怎么听呢
？How do you read your Bible?
你怎么读你的圣经呢
？You know, when you read your Bible, how do you read those words?
那你读圣经的时候，你怎么去读它呢
？You know, I have 3 children.
我有3个孩子。
One, I can always communicate freely.
那有一个呢，就是可以很随意，可以很容易的沟通。
She says she listens, and I say and I listen.
她说我听，我说她也听。
So Isaac, we have a very good communication.
这就是我的大女儿 Isaac， 我们有很好的一个沟通。
I have another one. She feels my heart, but she does not express that much.
那我另外一个呢，就是她听我说，可是她不会表达很多。
She buy gifts or do things really comforts my heart.
那她就喜欢给我买礼物。
But I want to know more about her.
她就给我买礼物，我也很高兴，但是我更想知道她心里怎么想。
This is also very important.
这也是很重要。
How about the Heavenly Father?
那天父呢
？Some people they are willing to listen to the feel the God's heart, but they are not very open or their problems.
那有些人呢，他愿意去听神的话，可是呢，他对神的心，他有的问题，他不向神敞开。
Actually, God wants to solve their problem.
其实神也想来帮助他们解决他们心里的问题。
I have a 3rd child.
那我还有第三个孩子。
When he comes to me,
他来我面前的时候
he has his agenda.
他有很多自己的目的
Talking a lot of things and then try to push his agenda.
讲了很多很多事情，都是为了他的自己的目的。
Recently, he wanted a unicycle.
那最近呢，他就想买一个这个怎么自行车？
独轮车。The reason is that when he goes to UBC, he can deliver food and make some money. Well, this is very good.good transportation.
那呢，他因为他想在 UBC 啊，就是送一些餐就可以赚一些钱，这也是就是那个东西是一个很好的啊、交通。
We said it's not safe because all programmed and then you have no control over it, and just like the Boeing 787 and then just the pilot has no control in the Malaysia. Remember, it just dipped into the sea. Is that right? Because pilot was not given control.
那呢，就我就跟他讲，就是这个不安全，因为你这个他都是自己 program 好，他就是没有办法 control。就像那个波音飞机，就是那个驾驶员，他没有办法来 control 这个飞机，说飞机就坠海的。
So he did a lot of research, tried to persuade us. Anyways,
他就做了很多调查，想要来就是劝说我们。
The more he tried to persuade us, the more we are determined not for him to have the unicycle.
那他越想来就是影响我们，我们就越决定就是不给他买这个。
Because he needs to listen to us.
因为他需要听我们的。
Yeah, you play around is fine, but if delivery the food and beside the trucks and the cars is not very safe.
那如果你只是用这个东西来玩玩呢？跟你就是真的用这个东西去来送餐啊，旁边都是大车、啊，真的是很不安全。
So he needs to come to us to put down his agenda a little bit and listen to us a little bit.
那他必须要来到我面前呢，把他自己心里的那个就是目标放下先，来听我们说话。
We can also fulfill his agenda.
那之后呢，我们才可以来满足他心里想要的。
You know.If he is determined to do that, we will not.
如果他已经下定决心一定要做那个的话，我们就不会就是。
Because at a certain stage, he will do things behind us, and we will not have no control either.
那因为呢，到了一定年龄，他可能就会就是背着我们的面做一些其他事情，我们就是没有办法来控制了。
So God is the same. Many people, how do we listen? Because.So、we sometimes have a strong agenda to push to God.
那跟神也是一样的，有的时候我们不愿意听，因为我们心里边已经有了自己的一个目标、一个方向。
God is not going to kill your agenda all the time.
那神其实并不是来就是摧毁你所有你自己一切心里想要的东西。
He wants to discuss with you about your agenda.
他呢是想来呢跟你一起讨论一下你自己这个想要的东西。
So what is a safer way?
啊，怎么样才是一个更安全的办法？
And if we are willing to listen,
如果我们愿意听
God will speak.
神就会来说话。
Yeah, so here the Bible said this free water, free blessing.
那这里讲到就是哦，一个免费的泉水。
But listen, God says, listen to my words.
但是神说你要听。
You will get them.
你要听我所说的。
Okay, let's pray together.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we come before you.
主啊，我们来到你的面前。
We know that we need you.
我们知道我们需要你。
In this world, when we walk this Christian walk, we need the Holy Spirit.
在这个世上，我们作为基督徒，我们需要我们圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit's power.
我们需要圣灵的能力。
We need His wisdom.
我们需要圣灵的智慧。
We need His support.
我们需要他的帮助。
We need His help anytime.
我们需要他的支持，我们的帮助一直都需要。
Lord, we just thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
And we want to give you a listening ear.
我们愿意就是给你一个
聆听的耳朵。Help us when we read the Bible, we read carefully every word.
帮助我们读圣经的时候每一个字。
Let your Bible speak to us.
都可以读得清楚，愿你的圣灵来对通过圣经对我们说话。
When we meditate and pray.
当我们默想你祷告的时候。
We're willing to open our hearts to listen to your small still voice.
愿意敞开心听你那微小的声音。
We are willing to listen to others too.
我们也愿意听其他人的声音。
We know that you speak to us many times through others.
那我们也知道神啊，你通过其他人来对我们说话。
Through elders, pastors, and experienced people.
通过年长的，通过牧师，通过更有经验的人来对我们说话。
Give us a listening ear.
给我们一个能听的耳。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，谢谢你。
We know this free gift is available to us.
我们知道这个免费的礼物是向我们来提供的。
Lord, we pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Just one more time and just baptize all of us with your spirit.
再一次用你的圣灵来为我们施洗。
So we will be energized.
以至于我们能够重新。
We'll be filled with your Holy Spirit.
可以被你的圣灵重新充满。
So let our journey full of miracle.
让我们的这个生命的旅途上都是满满的神迹奇事。
Miracle after miracle.
一件一件的奇事跟随我们。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Bless each one here.
祝福每一位。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.